Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of December 10th, 2022. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and a respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. This is a respite care weekend where parents and care providers have dropped their children off with special needs. It's a great break for the family and for the campers, and lots of activities are planned. Emergency respite care is available 24/7, 365 days a year when a family with a disabled family member is faced with an emergency. Camp's travel program has been extremely busy. They were up at the Twin Cities last weekend. They had a nice group of campers, volunteers, and staff that went up, and they had activities from visiting the aquarium to Shop Till You Drop at the Mall of America. They also visited the famous Spam Museum. Everyone had a great time. If you'd like more information on Camp's travel program, you can go to the camp's website at campcourageous.org. Also, campers headed this past Thursday down to the Quad Cities for the Circuit 21 Elvis Extravaganza. Had two busloads of campers, and wow, did they have a wonderful time. In addition, we have staff and volunteers bringing camp's animals out to various schools, group homes, and other facilities to show off camp's great animals and all the things that they can do. We received this nice little note from a Mary Lynn Starr Dixon. She writes, "Once upon a time, many years ago, my husband and I were traveling, working for a water tower painting company. He was running the crew at the Anamosa Penitentiary. We were married 50 years in November. I went to a parish priest and asked him to find me work. Lucky for me, he sent me to Camp Courage. I have such vivid, warm memories. The people there were the best." So we're optimistic that Mary Lynn has the opportunity to come back and see camp 50 years later. The 2023 camper schedules are out. You can go to the camp's website at campcourageous.org and see the latest information on getting your applications going. On December 19th at 7 a.m., adult overnight sessions will be open along with travel for March through December and respite care weekends from February through April. On January 16th at 7 o'clock in the morning, we'll be opening up our youth sessions. Fundraisers that are going on right now for Camp Courageous includes our good friends at the Donut Land. They're having Roundup throughout the month of December. You can go to any of the Donut Lands in the Cedar Rapids area at Center Point Road or on Williams Boulevard, or you can go to the Iowa City store on First Avenue and round it up to help out Camp Courageous. Our good friends Jeff and Melora have been super to the camp for a long, long, long time. Next Saturday, if you're looking for something exciting to do, they're having the Polar Run 5K in the Reindeer Plunge at Central Park here in Jones County. At 12:45 p.m., there'll be the Candy Cane 800 meters for children ages 10 and under. At 1 o'clock will be the Polar Run 5K and the Reindeer Plunge at 2 p.m. We appreciate our good friends at B&W Racing Services for doing this for Camp Courageous. A big congratulations to Eva Larrabee and Matthew Featherspiel on their wedding today. The wedding will be in Monticello and the reception will be here at Camp Courageous. Just a reminder to folks that anytime campers are not using any of our facilities, it's open for rental. So please check that out at campcourageous.org. Camp's largest fundraiser is the Manchester Garage Sale, now open, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 to noon. And another big change, from now till Christmas, will be open on Wednesday nights till 7 p.m. This is run 100% by volunteers, 100% by good people bringing in items that they want to move on, and great people coming out and buying those items. Great time to do your holiday shopping, and this year they're taking cash or credit cards. A big thank you to all the volunteers and all the donors and all the shoppers. Great fundraiser. Also at the same time, Camp Courageous is having a little mini winter sale in the camp's main lodge. We are grateful to Meg Welder and many other volunteers, Sandy Brewer, who are volunteering to make that possible. That's open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 and the first Saturday of every month from 9 to noon. The Cedar Rapids Gazette Gives Back has an opportunity for Camp Courageous to get free advertisement. And we always do an exceptionally good job at this, thanks to you folks going to the Cedar Rapids Gazette and voting for Camp Courageous. Once again, that's Cedar Rapids Gazette's Give Back program. Please go to our website to get more information or the Cedar Rapids Gazette website. Fruitcakes and cocoa bombs are out there and doing very well. If you want to know the closest locations to you where you can obtain those, you can go to Camp Courageous' website at campcourageous.org. The last day to buy VW raffle tickets will be December 30th at 12 noon. That's 24 hours before the drawing. And once again, the drawing for the 50-year-old Volkswagen bus will be the last day of the year, December 31st at 12 noon. You can be present. It'll be at Durgan here at Camp Courageous, or you can watch it on Facebook. Programs have been given a big thank you to Fred Zerhart of Coda Bears over near Chicago. They're a consulting company that specializes in support for Epicor ERP software. Fred's sister is Kim Carlson from here in Monticello. Kim and Steve Carlson's son Alex has been a longtime camper. Fred appreciated the role that Camp Courageous has played in Alex and the Carlson's lives. Thus, he wanted to give back and suggested his company, Coda Bears, throw a Christmas party and have all the gifts given to Camp Courageous. A big thank you to Fred and all of our friends at Coda Bear. Memorials this week, our good friend Joanne Nelson, 89, of Opheim, Illinois, passed away. Great family. Our sympathy goes out to her husband Dick and the whole family. Her brother Dean McCall is a great supporter from Mount Vernon. Need for the week is a quadruple box wire wall mount glove dispenser. This is where we can have four different sizes of gloves available in all of our bathrooms and throughout the camp. We appreciate anybody that can help us with that. And once again, you can go to our website and get more information on that. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend and a great week to come. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.